Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. We spoke yesterday about making the call if you're ill or not with regards to running, comrades, if you wake up on race day sick and what you should and shouldn't do. Something else that happens fairly often at the Comrades Marathon is the use of painkillers and anti-inflammatories on the road. And I wanted to touch on that today. Lindsay Perry, you've got quite strong opinions on the use of painkillers and anti-inflammatories. Tell us a little bit why you think the way you do about it. Like, what are the dangers of taking painkillers and should you do it?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, let's start there with the dangers. Although I have learned over the years that human beings don't really give a damn about their personal safety. So, I mean, if you tell them that it's harmful to them, they either block it out or quite honestly don't care. But when we exercise, because we are constantly producing metabolites, our kidneys and our liver are already under a fair load during exercise. Take or add on to that there's an increased load on the kidneys in particular, because as we exercise and the longer the exercise goes on, then there is a loss of volume and fluid from our bodies, and particularly from our blood volume, which normally filters through the kidneys and helps the kidneys to filter all these metabolites that we produce during exercise. So our kidney function already becomes compromised. Now, painkillers, believe it or not, are poisonous, which means that they do need to also get processed by our liver and our kidneys, which are both already in a compromised state. Plus, because that blood volume is dropping, or the fluid volume is dropping, and our body starts to have a greater and greater demand for that blood to the muscles, there's also a redirection of blood flow away from some of the other organs, and the kidney is one of those organs. So look, in theory, it never stops the blood flow going to the kidneys, because it is one of our critical organs. But effectively, because of the damage that we're potentially doing to the kidneys by taking painkillers in this compromised state, the kidney can actually fail. In other words, all the blood that normally goes through the kidneys is diverted away from the kidneys. And then we have a major problem. And look, every year there are individuals that suffer from near renal failure or start going into renal failure. And the reality of the situation, and this is what people don't get, is you may be fine this time or next year, but each time you do this, you are increasing the risk of going into renal failure, because actually every time you do it, you do a little more damage and a little more damage. So by taking painkillers, you're actually putting yourself in a very compromised position. So those are the medical risks that are associated with.
Right. As far as those medical risks, there's also, you and I have chatted about this at length, the moral implications of taking pain pills.
Yeah, look, I don't like to look at it as a moral standpoint, but I look at it in, call it a very simplistic purist way. So it's not really a question of moral, because as I've been pointed out loads of times, it's legal. So it's not like that doing anything illegal or wrong, but for me it's more to do around the spirit of comrades and the spirit of competition. So focusing on the spirit of comrades, this is a race that started in 1921 by a gentleman by the name of Vic Clapham that survived one of the most horrific wars in the history of mankind, came back to South Africa, had lost most of his mates, and those that came back without limbs and other psychological problems. And he was like, right, how am I going to pay tribute to these people, the fallen heroes of the Great World War? And he sat there and he thought of something stupidly tough. Now think about it. It's 1921. There are no roads between Durban and Pietermaritzburg, or their dirt roads between Durban and Pietermaritzburg, they are poorly accessible, so there are going to be basically no seconding points. So what he sat down there was, he was like, whoa, I want something tough. I want people to suffer, and in their suffering, pay tribute to my fallen friends. And so there is the entire spirit of the Comrades for me. Couple that, move that now into the 2000s, and the significance of the race has changed greatly. Comrades has moved into a space where it's an opportunity for the ordinary man, no matter where he's from, whether he or she live in a township, whether they work for a high-powered law firm, whether they're black or white or Indian, it matters not. Every single person has an opportunity to do something which, quite honestly, is a enormous task. It's something to be extremely proud of. Only 100,000 people in the history of the race have actually finished the Comrades Marathon out of a potential 55 million in our own country. So for me, the race is supposed to be hard. It's the difficulty of the race that allows you to feel the sense of pride that you feel when you cross the line. It's the difficulty of the race that allows your colleagues, friends, and family to respect you so much for what you did. And it's the difficulty in the race that gives you that overwhelming sense of achievement as you get onto the grass, going into the, around the finishing field. Those are the things that make Comrades what it is. And for me, it's just a question of, why do you want to rob yourself of the opportunity to look yourself in the eye and say, I did something unbelievable today? Why do you want to numb the pain, pop painkillers, boost your performance, essentially take away some of that pain? That's really where I'm coming from. It's not really about the morals. It's just about what is the spirit of this race.
Thank you very much, Lindsay Perry. I couldn't agree with you more. Until next time, from the two of us, and I think in the next edition, we'll chat about how to save yourself 20 minutes on Comrades Race Day. It's one you're not going to want to miss out, so make sure you check us out on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher. We'll get to the website, AskCoachPerry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.